the heck makes today a good day? We'll find out as we get into the conversation in this half hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dudley with Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn is here. And Ken Kessler monitoring your social media comments on the issues of the day. Roberta has lost her voice and therefore is in absentia.
Really? She was just posting on Facebook yesterday.
No.
About eating crawfish and
you can eat
having a little fun down in New Orleans.
Yeah, but you can eat and still not have a voice, Richie. You know how that
works. I think it's highly suspect.
I think so, too.
The reviews are in. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver scoring what some describe as a slam dunk yesterday in banning L.A. Clippers owner Donald Sterling for life from the NBA. Also imposing the maximum fine on an owner, $2.5 million, part of the deal. There was a basketball game as well. The Clippers rebounded to win Game 5 of their playoff series. They played against the Golden State Warriors. 113-103 was the score of the game. And L.A. leads the series 3-2. Okay, Kenny, your turn. Comments from listeners. Also, you can feel free to join us always at 888-302-3684. The email address is Rich or Jennifer or Ken or Doug at DougSteffen.com, Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. So what are people saying about the freedom of speech issue, which seems to be the focus of at least our conversation here?
Chelsea says whether it's behind closed doors or in public, it's still racism, and Sterling was spreading hate and racism, and he deserves what he got.
Well, that's one person's opinion. I don't know that he did or didn't deserve what he got. I think that we understand, well, those of us here who are having this conversation understand what the issues are. I'm not sure everybody does, and I don't mean that to sound smug or elitist or whatever it is, but the program you're listening to would not be possible without the First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States.
It's the only thing we have.
That's right. Other than that, we'd be in some gulag someplace. So we have that. That doesn't mean that what he said was right or that this is a private club and they can do whatever they want with their
members.
It's
a private business.
Yep, that's what it is.
And they can run it however they want. And if I were to say something on the air through my microphone right now that would embarrass you or cause this show to lose money, you would have to do the same to me.
You're fired!
Let's see.
There you go.
Which I can't believe hasn't happened in 15 years. It's a miracle.
It is a miracle. Speaking of miracles, a lot. Oh, Kenny, do you want to throw some comments in here before I go to the rain and the weather?
Yeah, I've got one more on the other side. Cece says, the thought police are real and have more power than anyone is willing to admit.
Yeah.
This is frightening.
You know, yesterday I was reading a story, and I can't remember what team he played for, but there was an assistant coach fired yesterday because he was secretly taping conversations in the coaches' meetings.
With these secret taping.
Yeah. And they found out about it, and they didn't even fire him. They demoted him to an assistant coach at one of their, farm teams type thing. So, but it just goes to prove you have no privacy. And unless you are, look at Sterling. Hey, he's talking to his girlfriend who he thinks he can trust. This basketball team, you're talking to one of your assistant coaches who you think you can trust. Who do you trust?
Mm-hmm. Good question.
You can trust me. Just talk into my chest.
I usually do.
This is going to get even worse with paparazzi. If you think they were bad before, now everybody is going to be chasing celebrities down to try and bait them into saying something that they can record and sell to TMZ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, TMZ has become outrageously powerful and influential in an era and in a way that seems very deceptive. I think we are living in the age of deception, it seems to me. All right, let's get to the weather forecast or the weather realities around the country. Where Richie is, there's lots of rain. Where I am, there's lots of rain. Severe thunderstorms roaring across a lot of areas in the southeastern United States again today. Let's see, I saw a couple of places in Florida. Let me see if I can get to the Pensacola, Florida area. Mobile, Alabama, 20 inches of rain in 24 hours. 20 inches of rain in 24 hours.
Crazy.
It is crazy. But it's part of the weather pattern that isn't caused by global warming, that is caused by the anomalies that happen as a result of the planet changing its warp, if you will. There's a jet stream flow that starts in Vancouver, at least as it approaches North America, comes down and slices very sharply down across almost the Rocky Mountains. I'm going to play my weather. I got the weather hat on now, Richie. So if you look at the jet stream,
you do it, Mr. Roker.
It's following the Rocky Mountains, and then it sharply goes off to the east, and then heads northeast. So it's blocking systems that would normally be in today. 43 degrees going to be the high. It's the last day of April in Massachusetts, 43 degrees. Tomorrow it's going to be 73. And the kinds of things that happen as a result of the low pressure area being where it is and the high pressure off the coast, but the jet stream isn't allowing it to move. So it's stuck. All the weather systems are pretty much stuck. Normally these tornadoes and the bad severe weather would quickly blow out to sea. But they're all just kind of stuck there. 37 million people.
Tornadoes, killing 35 people in the Midwest. Right. And because every day, what's coming today? What's coming today? It's not like, okay, we have a couple of weeks until the next round.
Mm-mm.
You're right. This thing is just hanging there and just wreaking havoc.
Northern part of Florida, up into Charlotte. Virginia Beach, Richie, is at risk today. Raleigh, mm-hmm. North Carolina. Atlanta, my God, I wouldn't be wanting to go into Atlanta. The airport there, what a chaotic situation.
My wife's flying home from Miami today.
Yeah?
That's going to be a rough little bumpy flight.
Good luck to you on that one. 14 past the hour, Dr. Jack joins us for medical news and information the next half hour. Right now, I want to bring you some good news. Get away from the weather that we are experiencing today and just think about how great it'll be when summertime comes in. You get 80 degree weather, low humidity, just like Los Angeles, everywhere in the country. And how are you going to present yourself? You're going swimming and you haven't got any hair. Where'd your hair go? If you're still losing your hair, the shower, the pillow, the brush, I have one word for you. The word is Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment proven to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely without any nasty side effects. What it does is cleanse the pores in your scalp, getting rid of all of the old cheap shampoos that you used that plugged up your pores and the hair didn't come back. The hair keeps growing. Like all the cells in your body, your hair keeps replenishing itself. So if your pores are plugged, it stands to reason that the follicles of hair that are under your scalp are not going to get through. So that's why you need Provia. Call 800-525-8319 to order it today and receive the brand new Provia Super Concentrate for even faster results. Mention Doug Steffen when you call 800-525-8319 and you'll get express shipping in time for Mother's Day. I know you're going to, what, Mother's Day? No, Mother's Day is a great time. Your mom's losing her hair. This would be a very thoughtful gift for her. All right, 800-525-8319. What a nice way. Here's a great combination. You send your mother Sherry's Berries. Go to berries.com. And in the microphone you see in the upper right-hand corner, use my code GOODDAY. You'll get her a $19.99 beautiful box of strawberries or blueberries with chocolate. Or, $10 more, you can get two orders of the berries with the chocolate on them. Chocolate chips on top of the chocolate, the white chocolate. Oh, my God. All right, so I'm giving you two ideas for Mother's Day, and they are diametrically opposed to one another, i.e. one of them is something that might be considered controversial, but it's not. The idea is to call 800-525-8319, order Provia. Get your mom to have a nice full head of hair and have her enjoy herself with some berries from berries.com, berries.com.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have NON24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for NON24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimelteon, the first FDA-approved treatment for NON24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for NON24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Turf Builder Lawnfoot. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it, and feed it today with Scott's Turf Builder Lawnfoot. A prompt feeding now in early spring and another in late spring strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Learn more at Scotts.com. Go on, put down some Scott's Turf Builder Lawnfoot this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Share fresh picked flavors at P.F. Chang's with our new Chef Seasonal menu, featuring inventive new dishes and handcrafted cocktails, like our new Pink Cherry Cosmo. Fall in love with our lemongrass chicken spring rolls, inspired from Vietnamese street fare. Or try our Asian twist on carnitas with the sweet and spicy Chino Latino pork, wok fired and served with vibrant pineapple salsa. Your local P.F. Chang's is the perfect place to celebrate mom. Make your Mother's Day reservations online at pfchangs.com. See you soon.
All you ladies and gents out there enjoying the smooth sounds of the interwebs radio, Geico's got a special dedication to make. This one goes out to the inventors of the mouse. Because of you and your rodent-inspired design, people can click on over to Geico.com to pay their bills, manage their claims, and live lives of pure savings. Mouse Masters, you've clicked your way into our hearts for good. Enjoy this next song. It's going out to you. Geico, 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
All right. I just saw this and I'm thinking to myself, okay, is this for real? Malcolm in the Middle. Remember that TV show, Jennifer?
I do.
You remember Frankie Muniz?
Muniz, yeah.
Who starred in that movie about a kid who was a private eye? Or yeah. Were there a couple of those?
I'm with you.
Yeah. All right. So he announced late yesterday that he wants to buy the Los Angeles Clippers.
So does Floyd Mayweather Jr.
Yeah.
Who is Floyd Mayweather?
He's a boxer with a ton of money.
Really?
And he goes to a lot of Clippers and Lakers games. Yeah, and so does Magic Johnson.
Yeah, but can these guys come up with Magic Johnson probably come up with the backers. Muniz, I mean, this is...
I don't know about Muniz, but Floyd Mayweather, he's got the boxing promoters that he can work with, and yes, they can come up with
all those. How are they different from Mr. Sterling? They're all chiseling, crooked, cheaters. Why would the boxing...
The boxers?
The world of boxing is, if anything... More controversial than any other sport that exists, is it? So why would you want those guys to own the game? You don't want Sterling to own the team? Okay, that's swell. You want a bunch of boxing promoters like Don King to own?
Frankie Muniz does not have a chance, though.
No, that was
They will sell
there.
It to Magic Johnson.
I mean, that's like me saying I'd like to buy the team.
Well, didn't Magic Johnson own another team or just another team?
He owns the Dodgers.
He owns the Dodgers. Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty good, let's go.
Pepsi. He owns Pepsi plants.
21 FDR.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 400-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Tunes, the theme, in fact, from A Hard Day's Night, the news from the Beatles today, or at least from those who produced A Hard Day's Night, is that this movie and the music from it is going to return to theaters this summer to mark the 50th anniversary of the premiere of the movie at London's Pavilion Theater. They have digitally restored, Richie, the movie's picture. The son of George Martin has remixed and remastered the soundtrack. So they're working at Abbey Road Studios to get this thing all put together so that we will have the ability to have this kind of fun this summer from A Hard Day's Night. The director put the musical together, written by a guy named Alan Owen. This was at the height of Beatlemania. Remember this? Made $12 million, which was a lot of money for a movie back in the 60s. And it follows the Fab Four as they travel from Liverpool to London, did a TV appearance. They have all their fans chasing after them all over the place. Can you imagine what would happen? And is there an equivalent to the Beatles today? I don't think musically there is, impact-wise. But look at all of the hoopla that's made over some of these really second-rate singers and performers with the paparazzi chasing them all over the place. Can you imagine if the Beatles in today's world were making it like they did in the 60s? What kind of reception they'd be getting? Is there any equivalent today? I don't think there is.
Let me tell you
why. I'm asking the question.
Well, One Direction.
Let me tell you why.
Made the Beatles stop playing.
There isn't anybody that has the impact of this, because Sir George Martin, who was their producer, was a genius, and he wanted this movie to start with an impactful song, and he wanted that song to start with an impactful chord. So he came up with this. And that chord is one of the most debated chords in rock and roll history.
Why?
How to do it. Because it's layers. It's all four of them doing something different. So apparently what happens is that there is a G7 suspended four played. And then Harrison plays an F, an A, a C, and a G over it. And then Paul plays a D. And then they do there's also a tonic G on the piano, and they mix all of this together.
Which I knew what he was talking about.
Exactly.
A lot of letters.
But if you watch, if you go on YouTube, you could spend hours watching people deconstruct this chord and debate what it actually is.
Mm.
And it's an amazing thing to see four guys who are such brilliant musicians who didn't know how to read or write music when they first started this band.
Yeah. It's been a hard day's night, Richie.
It's an amazing thing.
It really is. Okay, well, this will be fun.
This is cool. Other musical news today, the drummer for the Scorpions.
Anybody know him?
I love the Scorpions.
Jailed in Dubai.
For what? What do you do now?
Well, I don't. You know, you wonder about what goes on here and the circumstances. Why would this group have any? When you know what you know about Dubai, although it's supposed to be the entertainment capital of the Middle East, I guess his name is James Kotak. Is that it? Kotak? Kotak?
Close enough.
Arrested at the airport for drunk and disorderly conduct, sentenced to 30 days in jail because he committed the crime of insulting Islam.
Little tip for you if you're a rocker,
yeah,
that likes to drink and go party and have a good time.
Don't go to Dubai.
Stay out of the Middle East.
Yeah,
not a good place for you.
All right, so there we go. There's a little more.
Stay in Germany.
Food for you to chew on. 28 after on Good Day.
Is Uncle Sam sending you a check?
The average tax refund this year is just over $3,000.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
So what should you do with your refund? Here's what you should consider.
AARP financial educator, John Dolphiné.
Take care of that debt, especially credit card debt. That will eat you alive.
Or prepay part of your mortgage.
Stash it. Put it in that emergency fund for when you have something come up where you need cash quickly.
Or put it in your retirement fund, especially if it can help you get a greater employee match.
Invest in yourself. Maybe it's an extra certification in your career field that can help you get an edge at work.
And how about this double bonus?
Do good with it, and what can be better than helping your grandkids to go to college? Many states reward taxpayers with a credit for contributing to a 529 plan.
Links about this are on our website, and congratulations on your refund. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Come on, dude. Go ask her to dance.
What if she says no?
She's looked over here like three times.
Okay, I'm going in.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Hey.
Oh, hi.
Do you want to dance?
Sure.
Yes.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Tough Builder Lawnfoot. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it, and feed it today with Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food. A prompt feeding now in early spring and another in late spring strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Learn more at Scott's.com. Go on, put down some Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food this weekend. Feed your lawn.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, and in a few minutes, Dr. Jack Stockwell will be here to talk about the lethal injection, or, well, it was a lethal injection, but it wasn't lethal.
It was an almost lethal.
It was an almost right. Lethal. What would be the opposite of lethal? Unlethal? Alethal?
A shot is what it would be.
Well, on the execution, well, for those of you who have not heard this story, this is an execution that was stopped in mid-course, basically. There were two lethal injections scheduled for Oklahoma yesterday. The first one got messed up, but the guy died anyway of a heart attack. I shouldn't laugh about this, but, I mean, the guy was supposed to go anyway. And the other one was postponed. There's so much wrong with this. There's so much wrong with this whole story. The corrections officials looking for answers. I want to know the answer to the following question. Please, somebody who's a farmer or a veterinarian, call me at 888-302-3684 and tell me how it is my vet can get a hold of things to put my cows to sleep when they're sick. Or how many vets that are listening right now perform an everyday occurrence at a veterinarian's facility is to put a dog to sleep.
I watched him put my dog to sleep. It took 60 seconds.
Right. And I put Peaches, the cow, to sleep on the farm last year.
You're talking about big cows.
Right.
For a cow.
An injection goes into the neck, and it calms them right down, basically puts them to sleep, but the heartbeat continues, and you give them another injection, and it stops the heart. That's how we put cows, animals to sleep, so they can't get this stuff to use for human beings? Come on. This is nonsense. And plus the fact that half the people that are put to death in this country aren't guilty of what they're accused of. I don't
know. But it's the other half that we really want to get.
But, I mean, there's the whole debate about the death penalty, whether it works or not. In some cases, the guy that was executed yesterday was a horrible human being. And if you know what he did, I'm not even going to discuss what he did, what he was found guilty of, then you have no sympathy for him. I don't care how he died. He deserved to die. But then I think to myself, okay, did the system really work? If the system, if this part of the system is as screwed up, I almost used the wrong word, as it is, then how do we know that the justice system itself works to prove that the really guilty people are found guilty and punished?
We're going to have precogs soon, and the NSA is going to tell us who the bad people are and before they actually perpetrate the crime.
Ah, okay. There
yeah, they'll know.
Yeah. All right, anyway, so Dr. Jack is going to talk to us in 5 or 6 minutes about the whatever it is that's in the lethal cocktail. What do they put in there, and why can't you get it?
This reminds me of a time we used to have comedians come on this show until we realized that Doug didn't really do well with comedians because they just don't laugh at their stuff.
Well, they weren't
funny. You just don't find them
funny. No, they aren't funny.
Like the guy who came on one day and he started doing a little bit of his bit from his stand-up routine. And he said he not only believed in the electric chair, he believes in electric bleachers. And Doug was like, see, I don't find that funny.
I do now, though. Isn't it funny? I do find it funny now.
And the guy was like, all righty then.
It's thinker pitch, apparently.
I find it funny. Richie, you're funnier than he was.
Apparently.
Looky here, boys and girls. A private company says it has found what it believes to be the wreckage of the plane in the ocean.
Thank goodness.
But those who are searching for the plane that worked for the government of Malaysia say, For one thing, the site where this company, GeoResonance, says it found the wreckage is in the Bay of Bengal, which is thousands of miles away from the current search area. The Malaysian government says it's worth checking into, though. And the Australians who are leading the search say they'll keep looking where they are. Thanks very much. Call me when you have something. Yada-da-da-da-done. Ah, my God. This is really amazing, isn't it? Okay, let's see. Before we get to Dr. Jack, yesterday we had the finalists on from Dream Big America for the month of April. And they were really good. A lot of you are voting already. You have until 2 o'clock this afternoon to vote for your favorite at dreambigamerica.us. There are three companies profiled. There are three individuals there who are profiled. And we have a 60-second pitch from each one of the contestants for you to listen to now so that you can decide which of these entrepreneurs you think ought to win the $20,000 in prizes that go to the winner each month in Dream Big America. So contestant number one, contestant number two, contestant number three. And, Richie, unfortunately, I don't have my list. I think I left it in Los Angeles yesterday, so I don't remember who these people are.
Contestant number one is Carlton Soleil from Treson Springwater.
All right, listen to him for 60 seconds. See if you think his invention, if his company is worth supporting, getting your vote, so he could be entitled to that $20,000.
Every second in the United States, we consume 1,500 plastic bottles of water in the United States, which is a huge number. And unfortunately, only 20% of those are recycled. I set out to create a product that would not only be the best product for you and your family, but also the best product for the environment. So we start off with the world's best natural spring water, and it's packed with electrolytes and natural nutrients. And then we run it through a purification process that I created that's modeled after how the rainforest purifies water. Then we put it all in a revolutionary new bottle that when you flip it over, you peel off the back and you drop it up in a USPS mailbox and send it to us for free. And when we get them back, we use it to make clean energy to do it all over again. And we plant one tree for every bottle sold.
Kind of a cool way of dealing with that problem, right? See, the minds of Americans who have motivation can come up with almost anything. That's why I love doing this, because I want to support the entrepreneurs who are the future business people, big business people in our country. Okay, so that's contestant number one. Richie, who's contestant
Andre
number
Angel
two?
Is next with Tango Tab.
When we think about hunger, we think of it as a problem in, you know, third world countries and India, Africa, etc. But this is one of our biggest problems here at home. At the same time, we eat about a billion meals in restaurants every week. Now, when you look at all of this stuff, you still see that 60% of restaurants fail by year three. So how do we get these restaurants to fill their seats? Because traffic is the biggest issue that causes them to fail. And at the same time, hit two birds with one stone and deal with the issue of hunger. So we created TangoTab. For restaurants, it's an application that helps them fill restaurants with their seats without any risk. But for consumers, it's a great app that gives you great restaurant deals all around you. And when you eat, we feed a hungry person as well. So effectively, why do restaurants love it? It's because they allow them to control how many seats they want to fill, what offers they want to give, what time and date these offers are available. It's risk-free. They pay TangoTab a small transaction fee when we bring somebody in, and TangoTab gives that to a hunger charity in the local area that we're operating in. For the consumer, it's just an app that gives you great restaurant deals.
All right. So if you want great restaurant deals, you'll vote for this fellow when you go to dreambigamerica.us today before 2 o'clock. Vote for your favorite and help send the right person in your mind to that pile worth $20,000 that we give away every month. Here's the last contestant, Richie.
Connor Hall from Hall Exchange.
College nowadays has become a very expensive expense, and the high costs have even driven people away from attending college. Other than tuition and housing, students are purchasing textbooks, supplies, tickets to their university sports games, electronics that will enhance their academic experience, and simply entertainment. At Hall Exchange, we understand these costs, and our goal is to make college spending a bit easier for students. Hall Exchange is a free, no-risk, college-classified service made only available to students with valid email addresses from the college or university at which they are attending. We have also created a platform that connects local businesses with students of the nearest university. We are helping these local businesses get in front of their market by effectively advertising their business to students on our website. For students, we want to make college enjoyable by helping them save money on their school-related items.
All right. So vote for one of those three. One of those three will win. Tomorrow we'll have the announcement of the winner of the $20,000 prize for the month of April. DreamBigAmerica.us is where to go to vote. Dr. Jack Stockwell joins us. We talk about not necessarily the obsession we have with the whole idea of executing people because they do horrible things, but what the heck is in this drug cocktail that we can't get a hold of? That's coming up here on Good Day.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Tonight on Stinky TV. At 8 p.m., it's the Smelly Island season finale you won't want to miss. Teams, are you ready for today's challenge? This one is for Team Mom. Moms, today you have a choice. Your sons haven't showered in the 30 days we've been on this island, and your husbands have been wearing the same outfit all month.
No way.
Who would you rather be stuck in a room with?
Get me off this island!
Wait, why are you getting in the speedboat?
We're not done filming!
Bye!
Stinky TV, is brought to you by Citrus Magic. The most effective odor eliminators come from nature, and Citrus Magic Air Freshener harnesses the natural power of citrus to immediately absorb and eliminate any odors on contact, even those extra stinky stuck on an island without a shower for 30 days odors. Citrus Magic is offering free air freshener samples when you call 877-344-7724 or visit us at stinkytv.com. That's 877-344-7724 or visit us at stinkytv.com and say goodbye to stinky drunk.
If I had known that, I would have stayed on the island.
15 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Joining us now is Dr. Jack Stockwell, one of the three medical consultants on the Good Day program. His website, doctor, it isn't, there's no doctor, though, with it. It's jackstockwell.com, which focuses on lots of things that are a part of the medical world that a lot of doctors that are in the conventional medical world don't want you to know about. I'm interested in understanding what's in this cocktail, that's what they call it, the lethal injection cocktail, and why it is so hard to get this. Do you have access as a doctor to things that when you could put them all together, you could put somebody to sleep and maybe even put them to death?
I was like you were describing there during the last segment about the cows. I just started taking care of a veterinarian yesterday for the first time, and she was asking me about chiropractic and dogs, and because she had just put down a four-year-old dog that had breathing problems 2 or 3 days before I saw her, and she still had tears in her eyes. She's the vet who did it. She had tears in her eyes for a dog she had to euthanize 2 or 3 days earlier. And so we talked a little bit about that, but yeah, there's some very powerful, but it's all a political thing, you know, because Denmark, a number of years ago, whatever it was, Denmark banned the pentobarbital, a drug that's used for lethal executions in the United States, because they banned executions in Denmark, most European countries have, and they weren't going to sell this drug to the United States anymore because they were using it for lethal injections. And it was a very effective, it did the job, there weren't any problems, and so a lot of states had to scramble for another kind of a drug to use. And this midazolam that they're using now, the first of the three cocktail, has been problematic ever since they got it. And what was happening in this inmate at the time when they said the vein exploded, I mean, that doesn't make any sense. I'm sure something else is going on there. Yeah. There may have been a rupture of the vein or something because of too much pressure. The drug may have been administered too quickly. This guy may have been in poor health. Who knows? But this is, you know, it's such a sticky, execution is such a sticky thing in this country. That, you know, we try to sterilize it. We try to remove it from ourselves, make it as clinical as possible that we're carrying out this act against another life. You know, and as you described, no one's going to, I don't think, who's going to argue that this is a terrible human being because of what he had been found guilty of. But still, you know, they try to make this such a clinical thing, like you're going in and get a cavity filled. And when these things go wrong and the body says, I'm going to go on living, apparently that's what happened to this guy. He tried to sit up after the first, you know, the first one is just an anesthetic. The first one is just to knock you out, to make you unconscious so that your body won't violently react to the next two drugs that are given to it.
And but why? My question is, why is the drug that we're giving them to actually put them to death violent when, in fact, you give your dogs and cats stuff? I give the cow stuff. There's no violence involved. The cows.
Yeah, but here's the problem. And yeah, it's a great question, because when you give it to a dog or a cat or a cow or whatever else you have to put down, the cow isn't going to turn its head and look at you with its eyes. It's going to go to sleep and that's it. With a human being, it's different. There's a possibility when there's witnesses in that room watching this person being executed that something could go wrong and they're going to open their eyes or they're going to struggle for breath.
Why?
And this is, well, because they didn't administer the drugs correctly or they didn't have the right dosage.
It's not that we can't get the stuff. It's that these people don't know what the heck they're doing.
Well, and I would also say, and I'm no doctor, but I would say that as a human being, you know what's coming to you. As Peaches the cow, Peaches didn't know what was coming to her.
No, exactly.
So and you so fight it. I would imagine that's your fire
some,
fight.
Some of these inmates just go right in there and defiant right to the end, or they declare their innocence right to the end, or they say something horrible to the family right there, then go ahead and do it. And, you know, like Gary Gilmore, the last execution in the state of Utah that involved a firing squad. You know, that was back, what, in the late 70s or mid to late 70s or 80s, somewhere around there, Gary Gilmore was shot. That was very effective. It was done. It was over with, and that's it. Because he was just, you know, go ahead, let's do it, you know, right there at the end. Some inmates are like that. Some of them are screaming and crying and begging for their lives, which cows don't do. And so, you know, there's this moment there at the time of execution where people are just in a total state of mental, emotional panic. The witnesses in the room, the newspaper people. I mean, it's a terrible, horrible moment, and this thing backfired, and it's going to cause problems for days to come.
Dr. Jack Stockwell with a rendering on what went on at the botched execution. JackStockwell.com. Check out his Forbidden Doctor newsletter. It's 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again.
Willie Nelson's birthday today. Crank this up, Richard, please.
Going places that I've never been.
From the movie On the Road Again. Willie Nelson is 81 today. Born in this state, 1933.
Wow.
See some of the early film of him with his close-cut hair, and he was dressed in a suit in the early performances.
No pigtails?
Nothing. No. When he first was on the air, he was very straight. And then he became the bandana-wearing
the
cowboy.
Hippie country boy.
Right, exactly. A lot of American farmers every year get some benefit from farm aid, although of late it has become more of a political and promotion tour than it actually has helped farmers from what I can see. At any rate, this is the song won him a Grammy in 1989 as well. So Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. What do you think about these... whether it's Willie Nelson or some of the other movies that are aimed at supporting the musical career of their star. Are they any good? Anybody good?
That's a a good question. I'll tell you, we've spoken this many times on the air. I don't like anything Madonna's done on film.
Mm-hmm. Or Mariah Carey, or for that matter, Elvis, the Beatles. I mean, all of their movies are terrible.
Well, but they're built around supporting their musical careers.
Right.
We were talking about the Hard Day's Night, Chucker, which is being revived this summer. And again, you get down to the brass tacks of it. Is it just a money play? There are going to be a lot of people. I'd go see it, frankly. I think it would be a lot of fun.
See it also. I mean, I'm not just saying that. I'm going to do my homework tomorrow and come back with a few good ones, because I know there's a few good ones. Off the top of my head, I'm trying to remember. Usually you radiate to the bad when it comes to a subject like that. And Madonna, I just never really liked her. Even her one cameo appearance in the James Bond film when she did the archer scene with P.S. Brosnan, I thought hurt the film.
Come on, what about Who's That Girl and Desperately Seeking Susan?
Well, Desperately Seeking Susan's a respectable film. Who's That Girl, that's another story.
Mm-hmm. All right, Chuck Curry has movie news for us of several other ilks coming up in just a moment here on Good Day.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus, everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, this tastes like heat. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Uh-oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5/3/14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated at staples.com/copy and print for details.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Chuck Curry, movie news. What's going on, Chucker? Movie news with...
I wasn't here yesterday, so I'm going to bring it up. Warner Brothers announced the other day they're going to shoot their Batman vs. Superman film along with the Justice League movie back-to-back this year. Yeah. Zack Snyder, who directed The Man of Steel, is going to helm both projects with Henry Cavill once again playing Superman. Ben Affleck is Batman. There's going to be Wonder Woman in the film, well, in Batman vs. Superman, and a superhero called Cyborg. And then when they do the Justice League, they're going to expand the universe. A lot of people have written articles, have superhero movies hurt the theatrical experience because there's just too many of them. But the bottom line is the public appetite for these things. I don't see any end in sight.
I'm seeing Sandra Bullock playing a Tupperware sales executive in a movie that is untitled. She is going to apparently host Tupperware parties, and the story is going to be about the person that came up with the idea of Tupperware parties. That sounds like it must be good, or she wouldn't sign on to it. Story must
it
be.
It must
right,
be.
Right?
It has to be a decent project, or she wouldn't sign on to it.
Yeah.
Her career is still going very strong. One other bit of news: Disney announced the entire Star Wars cast yesterday. Most of the actors to the general public, other than the older cast, are unknown names. Adam Driver, who is in the HBO show Girls, and Oscar Isaac, who was in the movie, the Coen Brothers movie, Llewellyn Davis, although Max von Sydow has a part also, and he's a great actor.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.